always hated the thought of being an intern. Reason being, you get to do things you were not interviewed for. And if you do, no one pays attention. Well, most of the time that's the case. My lecturer said I can't escape it. It's a step into my career. I totally agree with that, and I've learned to embrace it. My name is Caroline B, a fourth-year communication student at Daystar University. I'm 1 month old at Milele FM, as an intern, of course. This is the newsroom. One of those voices belongs to my older friend. Meet him.
I am Lukavich. I write for People Daily. I'm in the news desk. I write majorly political stories.
I've been sent to various assignments, some interesting and others not so interesting.
So the electricity connection has dropped.
Look so big. Somebody tells you that you go.
Nine commissioners every day waking up pretending to be able to work.
We will mobilize all comms.
I've had my recorder go off twice in very important presses. That meant no story to take home. You want to know what I told my editor? Of course, they can't spill the beans. If I do, what will I feed on? A witch has been the center of my growth. I accompanied him to the field for my very first assignment. A section of politicians were complaining about nothing. Nothing at all. I could see a witch scribbling really fast. Likewise to the rest of the journalists. Then came time to compare notes. It's been a 3-hour talk. I have 2 pages. A witch has around 7. Well, but they were saying nothing. Needless to say, that was the beginning of my how to cover a presser one-on-one class. Want to know part of what he told me?
Go with them to the field. You give them the free hand. Then you tell them what was the story from that particular function. And then you'll see how they try to bring, although it might not be perfect being the first time, but you can see the skeleton of the story, how they are trying hard to explain. Then you can help them to fine-tune and know how to identify a story.
He's my hero. He has taught me how to begin, how to identify a story in a talk, how to make an impact in storytelling. I once told him he's my hero. He said, I don't know the definition of a hero.
I'll just tell you the definition of a hero. Maybe they are putting the bar too low. Aspire higher.
Even though he doesn't agree with me, my hero has coached me how to explore beyond my set boundaries. He is not scared to show me my weaknesses, control my own ego, and live for a purpose much greater than myself. And for that, I applaud him. A hero is a precious stone, very rare to find. Thanks, a witch, for sharpening me. I know I still have a long way to go, but I'm grateful you crossed my path.